The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Franco Tolo makes me smile. Franco Tolo makes me dance.
Some of us have great stories. Noodle salad, good. Pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and good. Noodle salad, boats and friends and good. Noodle salad. But a lot of people, that's their story. Noodle salad. Boats and friends and boats and friends and good times. Noodle salad, noodle salad. That's their story. Noodle salad, noodle salad, noodle salad. What makes it so hard is not that you had it bad, but noodle salad, good. Good, good. That's their story. Noodle salad.
The hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because here it comes. I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes. And I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event. What is it? I think it's this way. In that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. Without my pants. So come on! Everyone! You will be there. And we will be there with you. When you are there. What is it?
Cthulhu Chronicles.
Web is here regardless of all the things that you don't know that are going wrong, because I just do it no matter what. Well, not no matter what, but sometimes. I like the Bard of Broadcasting better than the Bard of the Net, you know, because I'd be the Bard of the Net. I'd know a lot more about what the hell goes on with all this stuff. I say stuff, I say junk, I say crap, you know, because that's the way it goes. My name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. The show is here. It's Cotolo Chronicles, down from the cloud, right between your eyes. Let's go. Ice cap from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. I can do this, and you can do it with me when I do this. I'm going to just do what I always profess is done by great performers, no matter what you're doing in terms of your performance. It could be acting, it could be playing a fiddle, could be what else do people do? Magic tricks, you know, could be making a woman disappear, could be pulling a rabbit out of your hat or anywhere else where you hide the rabbit. And then something goes wrong, but you just do it anyway and get through it. And half the time, if not more than half the time, I'd say 90% of the time, no one knows the trouble you've seen. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Yes, we did have some problems, which brought us up into the cloud last week. It was like green, what is it? Once there were green screens on my computer, it didn't fit in syntax. Once there were green screens where icons used to be. That, yeah, agree, right? And, you know, that wasn't my fault, but I did not have time to do the troubleshooting or get the help I needed to be able to do it, which is why we were not live last week, the end of May. Here we are in June. And you know me. If you listen to this, if you don't listen to this, you're going to get to know me by just listening. I tell you what happens, and I don't hide names. Hide names? I name names. And although I can't truly name the digital entity that caused what it caused, it has something to do with the updates, Microsoft updates. Which, as you know, I know you know this, if you're running 7 or 8, or I don't know, if you're, you know, come January, they're not going to support the old OSs anymore. You're going to have to get a new one. That means you're going to have to dig deep into your pocket, however much they charge, or you're going to have to use the one you have without updates. Okay, that's another topic, another story, another editorial, another day, another one, another moon. Another sunny honeymoon, another reason. See, the adversity. Doing this show right now, this way. But here's what happened to the green screen. Let me tell you, because I don't know why this stuff goes on, happens. So I'm trying to, okay. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. But if you're listening to me, you're within the sound of my voice. We're okay. And you're welcome for the wonderful radio. Because it's time, again, for the great broadcast. I think what happened was this. During updates, or something downloaded, because that's what updates, right? They download, you download updates. Why on earth would I be given the McAfee, let's call him McAfee. This, I hate him. I don't hate him, right? So I'm given this. And I already have the Norton on. The Norton I have because it comes with my input, with my server provider, service, BPS, BP, the PPS. What is it? Service, SPS? Whatever. It comes with that. I learned a while back that if you have two, you have more than, let's just say more than one virus detector and a cleaner upper, you know, whatever you want to call it there, protecting software, they have more than one, they conflict. See, in the brilliance of the intellect of these programs, of this software that we have, they can't, one safety program does not recognize another safety program. It sees it as a threat, as an invader, as a virus. Which is funny, isn't it? That the protector sees the protector. This is kind of a metaphor for life and in the history of mankind, right? I control this territory, says Norton. And along comes McAfee. Now, Norton doesn't know that McAfee is actually a friend. I mean, he might be a competitor because he does what Norton does. Norton. He might, right? But he doesn't know. Norton doesn't know. Norton knows there's an alien in the room. And a mysterious program that's trying to do what he does. And he's going, no, this is my territory here. Norton says, I'm the guy here, not you, Mac. You don't even know his name, McAfee, he doesn't know. Not you, strange alien device, software. And what they do is they literally cancel one another out. If they're both trying to run, there's just no room I don't care how many gigs you have. There's no room for two of those software programs. They just don't know. They're stupid when it comes to, and they may be able to find dirty little squiggly configurations of zeros and ones from the dark web, but they don't know individually another virus protecting piece of software. It's, I know this sounds simple. I mean, I'm doing it as a, I'm telling you this about the technical part of it. They just cannot run. So what happens? Well, I went to set up last week, and what happens is I'm on, and I turn on a quick scan on my Norton. Turn on a quick scan. And I leave it. I let it scan, and I walk away, and I go do whatever I got to do, because why should I sit here, right? Can't do anything while it's scanning. Shouldn't. And when I come back down like 10 minutes later to check it, I got a green screen. Now, because I'm blue-green colorblind, and it depends on the amount and type of light that is in the room, it might have been a blue screen. I don't know. But it says there on it, it's like in that old font, you know, that old font that it's the same font you still get if you go into the, into the guts of the thing and you give it commands. I forget what that's called. And so here, I get this and it goes up. It doesn't tell you. It doesn't say that there's a conflicting thing. It doesn't say anything. And if you can read it, then you understand more than I understand. You know, but it just says it's not starting. Okay. The computer is not starting. Or it did start, but now it's interrupted. So what do? I don't get on the horn, as they used to call the phone. They don't call smartphones horns anymore. I don't know anybody calls it a horn. I don't go crazy and ask, looking for an expert or whoever it is that might be able to know about these things better than I do, which is just about every other person on the face of God's green earth or blue earth. It's according to what the light, how bright the light may be when I'm talking about the earth. Okay, so what I do is I reboot. I reboot. And what happens? Nothing. It goes on. If the computer obviously has to go on if you're going to see a screen. Otherwise, it doesn't start at all. Then that's a Tom Savino machine. That's not, I know. There's no stupid doing in jokes when nobody knows what I'm talking about. Well, maybe one or two people do. So there's that conflict. Bingo. I can't go on. So I'm not going to go crazy right now trying to figure it out. So I don't. And then I said, you know what I'll do? I'll bring it to the shop, my regular guys. Last time I was there and I had a problem like this, they didn't know what to do. And then it started working again. So of course we don't know. There's no moving parts. And even people who know about zeros and ones and all the connections don't know sometimes what's going on. So I just thought about it. I put it on. I waited a couple of days, to go to the shop. And instead of going to the shop, what do? One day I just put it on. Let me see if it works now. So I put it on. And something comes up a little window that says, hey, you got a problem starting up here. You want us to fix it. And it's that regular it's the OS window that says you want us to fix it. We'll go to a time before you opened up right now. Like if there's any other time. No, please go to tomorrow. And that way I'll know I've done all the things I need to do. Of course it said, yes, try to restore it. So it does that and it restores it. So I'm thinking, what the heck? Right? If it went to a time before and the time I went on, everything was trying to work. So I think what happened, and it seems that way. If this immediately cuts off and somehow you read somewhere that I was doing a show and then it wasn't what I think happened. But I think what happened. Because if it happened, it happened. Can't not happen if it happened. It was fake if it didn't happen. So I think that's what happened. I think both of those software programs tried to start, rammed into each other. And no one won. It was a stalemate. And the stalemate said, neither of you are going to be able to use this computer. Bingo, bingo. So what I did was I hoped that when it went on, I would be able to uninstall the McAfee, which I didn't ask to have and kept way too long without uninstalling it. I am protected right now because Norton's always there. So I don't know. I heard that Norton has its problems, and that was one of them. But, you know, that's a problem anyway. I think because somebody else told me that. But I don't know who to believe because you hear different things from different people. Didn't we already do that show? Don't believe everything you read. Get some number of sources. Get a second opinion. You know the joke? You know the Rodney Dangerfield joke? I went to the doctor. He said, you know, you only have 5 days to live. And I said, well, can you give me a second opinion? He said, yeah, you're ugly. So you get the idea, right? So if it's working, it's working. But it's not working the same way. That's what's weird. Leads me to believe something is, some connection is off or something. I have my cans on. You call them earbuds, but I have my cans. Cans are what we used to call these things, headphones. So I have my cans on, and I'm hearing it through the speaker, plus I'm talking. I went to download some pieces of music and it didn't work. I mean, it just worked differently and everything's weird. Not everything. I'm here. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man's name adorns the title of the show. Not everything's weird. But as I always said, I'm going to try to be really good at this as I have done before and overcome whatever adversity has now stricken me, has now been put before me. His greatness is to continue your good work despite adversity. You'd write that one down if you want to right now. Or you could go back. Back? You know, the new, see how that? The new thing went on? The new thing. It's a new noun. It's a thing. People place another thing. It's a thing. The new machine went on there. Water softener, which is softening the water. I don't even know the difference between hard water and soft water. I remember once I was staying at some congressional, it was in Washington, D.C. I was staying in the house of some, not a dignitary, but somebody who worked in the government. And he was, I don't know if he was a congressman or a congressman's assistant or whatever. I was in this apartment, which was a very nice apartment. It was more like a condominium, which means it's a very expensive apartment. That's what a condominium is. I call it a condominium. I remember being in there, and I remember the person I was with said, now, when you take a shower, remember it's hard water, not soft water. So what? I said, is it going to hurt? It's hard water. Is it going to hurt me when it comes out? Am I going to go, I mean, does it feel like the shower head is spitting out Legos at an extreme speed and it's pelting off my skin and my head and my face? Is that hard water? No, it's just another word, you know. Said, well, you know, some people don't like, she said, some people don't like, they want to know ahead of time it's hard water because they don't want to use a shampoo or they don't want to use a certain soap or something like that because it's hard water. And so soft water is better for certain things that you wash your hair with or your body or you feel dry. And I don't know what she's talking about. So I said, look, just get in here with me and let's forget about it. If it's hard water, it can't hurt us being in the shower together. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man's name adorns the title of the show. The show is Cotolo Chronicles, and I'm chronicling regardless of the weird way it sounds to me. It won't sound that weird to you, although the volume, you know, the soundscape, the thing that's, see that? That thing that makes all those crazy little movements when I talk. Look at that. It stops. That's weird. Oh, wait, something's really weird going on now. And that is that it stops. When I stop talking, it stops. It's supposed to keep going even and have a straight line. I don't know what's happening, but I'm here and you're there and I am with you when you are there. But I'm going to stop again and see what happens. And it doesn't count. Yes, it does. Is it counting the times? Let's see, 19th will be on 1935, 1937. Now let's see if it moves in. I'll stay off for like two counts. Let's see if it continues. 41. Now it should open at 44. It doesn't. I have no idea how the show is going. I don't know what it's timing or anything, but you know, we'll do this show until we're done doing whatever it is that we done did. And then we'll go on with that. I had notes from last week about things. that I was going to talk about, and of course I missed it. Meanwhile, you know, wake up, it's night, okay? And then I stop, and what happens? It stops. And there is a, no, but there is room in between there. So the soundscape, the sound, I don't know, it's working strangely. All right, we don't, it, but it doesn't matter to you. So let's move on here. I was going to talk about, oh, it's unbelievable, isn't it? I want to say this. I found out last week. Well, I found out. Let's just make like I'm not going to tell. Like there wasn't a week in between. All right? Because what I'm going to tell you still happened regardless. I'm not telling anything you knew you don't know. If I'm not telling, wait, anything new? If I'm not telling you anything new, then you already know it. So bear with me and listen to my side of the story. So I'm not announcing stuff. I'm not, this is not breaking news. Everything else is breaking, but this is not breaking news. But I learned last week that Don Imus retired. Now, those of you out there who don't know Don Imus, he was part of the WNBC Dream Team in the 80s, which consisted, he was there before that. WNBC picked him up from, he was in California, what have you. He's one of the original shock jocks, although he really wasn't a shock jock. And not like we know shock jocks. You know, just the way, you know, Wolfman Jack wasn't considered a shock jock. But whatever you consider somebody doesn't matter anyway. But anyway, Don Imus went to New York and became big hit. He was the morning man in New York forever. And then he got very old, like we all do if we live to those ages, to where we could say we've gotten very old. I'm finishing my coffee. Hold on. Oh, that's weird. Okay. Yeah, okay. So if I keep, okay. And it starts up again. I'm not going to trust that clock. I'm going to trust this clock right over here, okay? So and I don't know what happened. I just thought of him at one point during the evening. I was eating dinner, or I don't know, whatever. And I said, okay, so he was part of the Dream Team. How do I don't know him. I didn't know him. I was on the show once, talking about Wolfman when Wolfman died, but so I don't know him, but I did meet him briefly when Wolfman Jack became a member of the WNBC AM Dream Team in the 80s. And this was the Dream Team. Don Imus, I said, was already there. And then Soupy Sales, I don't know whether you know him or not or what have you, but he wasn't really a radio guy, but they gave him a radio show because everybody in New York knew him. And Subi Sales, and who was the, and of course, Howard Stern was a member of the Dream Team. Who else? Wolfman Jack is four. Was there one more? One more member of the Dream Team? One more member of the Dream Team. Subi Sales. I don't remember. So I guess, I thought there were five. One, two, three, four. There were five. How did I not miss the other one? So in the morning, it was, Imus to Subi. To Imus to Soupy, Wolfman was on at night, to Howard Stern, to Wolf, to who? I don't know. Who would be a late guy person? Late guy. There are a lot of them are late now. Soupy's dead. But Don, just, you know, wow, Don's outliving all of us. He's 80-something or other. He finally went off. You know, he's been in syndication and all sorts of stuff. And then he did you know, one of those TV, broadcasts on radio for TV. And he was on Fox, he was on MSNBC, whatever, but yeah. And he retired. I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea what's going on. But I thought, you know, cause when I was thinking of him, that's what I mean. In terms of radio, I was thinking like, well, what happened to him? And recently I talked to my good friend, Lonnie, who worked with me, with Wolfman. And, I was thinking, hey, why didn't I think of that? Or why didn't he mention it to me? Because we were too busy talking about personal things. And I thought somebody would have told me, but he didn't. And I didn't see it anywhere on news. Nowhere. I didn't see anywhere. I didn't see it on any parts of TV news. I didn't see it. Yeah, because it should make news. This guy was on radio for 60 years or something, wasn't he? 60, 70, I don't know, 80? So anyway, that was it for him. So anyway, we wish Don the best. We don't intend to be on radio as long as Don was on it. And we're not on that kind of radio anyway. But I guess if you put all the years together, I might be somewhere near it. But who cares? I'm not counting. I don't care. And are they going to say anything about me when I reach out? They're going to go, hey, what happened to Cotolo? Well, what happened to him? He was on the broadcast there, and now he's not. Anyway, better that Don relaxes and does something, you know. You get old, things get into you, and, you know, we have problems. We've had problems along the way, but getting to these ages are okay. Not that I'm as old as him, I'm not. But I tell you something, summer's coming again. So anyway, I wanted to just mention that. That I found that out. And if you don't know that, then now you know. And if you don't know Don Imus or you want to know about him, you could go to I think he still has a DonImus.com. I don't know. You could find out things about him if you're interested in radio history, because he fits into that. That's for darn sure. And what's this? What else did I have? Is that on my head? No, I got this UFO thing that was sent to me. I was going to talk about that. Anyway, there's just, you know, I'm in a very strange mood. I say that anyway, especially on the great broadcast. You know what I'm doing, right? I've been doing this lately. I've been saying, you know, this is the great broadcast. And although people don't talk back to me, like I don't take phone calls or stuff like that, I still want to say you're welcome for the wonderful radio. The broadcast, the great broadcast gives you wonderful radio, and you're welcome for the wonderful radio if you want to thank me. Or you could send it to me. You know, I get these things in the mail, and mainstream mail. I guess one reason I've always had trouble getting a large audience is because I'm not mainstream. Now, when I worked with somebody who was mainstream, I was not the person that people were listening to. I mean, they heard me, but I was not the person people tuned in to hear. Good sentence, Frank. I did it. I was not the person that people tuned in to hear, okay? And that's when I was connected to somebody who had a big audience. Someone who had a wide history of radio, per se, and so people listened. I happened to have the privilege of working and writing and doing stuff that allowed people to enjoy the person even more. Good sentence, Frank. Good description, Frank. I'm thanking myself. And you're welcome for the wonderful radio. So I try, you know, I always snuck in things that weren't mainstream, because things that aren't mainstream can be very funny, amusing and entertaining and educational, but they don't find their way to the masses unless you deliver to them. Because when people produce entertainment, education, or whatever it is for the mass, and they want the biggest audience possible, okay, they have to stay within the boundaries of what will appeal to everyone at the least common denominator level. You think somebody who could speak like that would know why he gets a blue green screen, huh? And yet, or why the thing is stopping when I'm talking? Where is it picking me up anyway? I got a feeling one of these things is in the wrong input and still working. I don't know. Well, work that out later. We'll just be on here until we're not on, okay? And when it gets too much for me, it'll be too much for you, and I'll just say goodnight. But for now. But anyway, so I get these mail pieces that are generic, as is my Valpak. Is that what the Valpak? Is that called the Valpak? The Valpak, the VacuPak. And it's funny, too, because a couple of weeks ago, I got a VacPak, ValuPak, and I was going to open it up and go through it. Because we find some funny things in the value pack, and you probably get the value pack, and the value pack is created for the least common denominator person. Why should it be for anyone special? If the special people get it, they use it or they don't use it. But that means the presentation of something to a mass audience, of course, has to appeal to a mass audience, okay? And that's why I alone have never been able to attract masses. Because there's only a certain amount of people that are into whatever this style might be. I'm not least common denominator. And but you can, if you, as I said, you can. So I get another. I didn't look. I never got into the VacuPak that was here for 3 weeks because we were talking and doing other things. So what happens? You bet. You betcha. Another value pack comes here. So we're going to go through that value pack. Again, here's another crazy thing happening. My keyboard is is typing itself. And I don't know if anybody out there, just to give you an idea, and a more of an idea, because I already gave you an idea, a sprinkling of the adversity I am facing during this particular show, Y2K plus 19, 6619. Just to give you an idea. Why that happens, I don't know. But I have a key that has been a sticky key. You ever have a key that, you know, you had to hit it a couple of times and it doesn't? It just sticks for some reason. It sticks. And then, you know, and that's terrible when you're trying to type, because every time you got a letter with a V, every time you have a letter with the V, it would stick. But now, it's ridiculous. This is another one of the things that's happening that didn't happen last time. Now, it decides to write lines of V's all by itself. Right? What? So, if I decide to type, it's a mess. And then I have to, you know, use my office computer, my other office computer. This isn't my studio computer, my office computer. Supposed to be getting cooler tonight, but I got news for you, it's getting warm, but it's also getting warmer because I'm talking, right? You know? And, you know, even sitting and talking, you can, there you go. I don't have, remember the fan? You remember. I'm supposed to remember. Remember the fan? Go on, there'd be a drone in the background. What was that little black fan I had? I still have it. It's just not here because I didn't need it. And winter was terrible here in terms of, all the technical problems that we have had since the beginning of 2019. I mean, what is that all about? I don't believe this thing goes. So it's, and it takes time and I stop, it stops. My son will be here. He does a show on Friday nights and he'll fix the rest of it because he knows the settings or whatever. I have no idea how that works. But I have another value pack. That value pack. We're going to go over this value pack after we, if we talk about what? Oh, so anyway, I get these mail pieces, like the vacuum pack, but that's not the one I was going to talk about first off. The one I was talking about is the one that I'm giving myself some, air. You know what's terrible about that? When you use a fan, a hand fan, a manual fan, use a manual fan, the problem is that when you stop, it's not like an automatic fan just keeps going, you see. But when you stop, it's warm again. So it only makes you cool. Like people, I know that, Frank. Has it come to this? This show has come down to you explaining to us, manual fans. Is that what it's all about? But I got this thing from a real estate person in the area. And I don't really know why they send out a newsletter that has these generic junk on it. I'm not going to mention their names because it doesn't matter to you. But so these real estate people put out this, and I get it because I was connected to these people only because I bought something and they were at real estate and they were connected to it. So I got on the mailing list and here I am. And every month, I think, I get these things, and they have these things in here that are so generic. They're for people who are not listening, technically listening to the show. I don't think my audience, I'll just say my audience. I don't think they're for people like my audience. They're for mainstream people. And that's not here. That's not what goes on here at Cotola Chronicles. Never did, never will, doesn't. We're existential. We're neo-postmodern. So I get this thing and I went, I'm going to read this because, you know, there are people who are doing, well, not anymore. There's no more radio people. I don't care what Jiggy Jaguar and the rest of them tell you. There's no more radio people. There's only, you know, political personalities and news, regular news people. Dun, 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 dun. 8 minutes. And it was like, every 8 minutes, the weather. Every 9 minutes, the traffic. Every 10 minutes, the sports. You know, from the news desk. You know, I'm Earl Bigsby. And now it's time. Oh, it's 8 minutes after. It's time for the weather. In the background, there's a drone of. And if you really listen, you'll hear it. Now, here's another thing. Why are there dotted lines around all of the things that all of the objects, icons that my cursor hits? It's crazy. Something's really weird. Really weird. I'm still noticing stuff that's going wrong here. No, it's not wrong. It's not affecting it. It's just like, what? I never did it before. Why is it doing it now? So anyway, here's something. Like, I'll give you an idea. I don't know why they would do this. They consider it a service or what have you. But in this one, this is only one page of the newsletter. The newsletter goes on for like, see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to two-sided for like, I don't know, 12 pages? 12 pages, too many. And there's nothing in here about house and real estate. Nothing in here about buying stuff. And this is, so here's one page, just to give you an idea of the things people do. No less, mind you, that this is analog. This is hard copy, which is weird. It comes in regular mail, not even email. It's not HTML. It's a piece of paper printed. Who prints it? Maybe they print it at home because you can do that now. Easier than, because there are no more printing shops anyway. Forget about that business. That business is gone too. Anyway, let me see this here. It says here, the single life. Just give you an idea at how simple and mainstream. I'm not going to judge it. How mainstream this copy, the copy of this that's in this newsletter. Trying to construct a correct grammatically correct sentence while doing it sometimes. Without having it written or anything, sometimes is a little bit of a problem, even for a man who talks usually for 2 hours. And by the way, it's only been 39 minutes, and it's 3 minutes off on the count. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe it's not, is that going fast enough? I don't know. When they play it back, they'll hear it. If it works, you'll get it. You can get it at Juice Talk Radio. And if it sounds weird, I'm sorry. What can I tell you? Or maybe you like it weird. Maybe it's better. Maybe it's funnier. Maybe it's more entertaining. I don't know. But anyway, so here's the page. What page? The pages aren't even numbered, by the way. But there's one page. On the top, it says, The Single Life. That's the headline. The Single Life. Here's the copy. I will read it to you. It's an age-old story. Two socks went into the washing machine, but only one came out of the dryer. An answer may never be found to this mystery, but if you can't change the situation, then celebrate it. May 9th is Lost Sock Memorial Day in the United States. You're all feeling bad because you missed it, right? You missed it. You missed Lost Sock Memorial Day. Write it down so that next year you don't miss it. Lost Sock Memorial Day. Now, the idea that socks get lost. This happens to everybody, so it's obviously the least common denominator. Everybody has lost a sock in a dryer, whether it's a commercial dryer, and you dry it out there, or you have your own dryer in your own house. Where do they go? Now, what to do with that one red sock? Okay, so this person's saying in this newsletter, this is a real estate newsletter, okay, talking about Lost Sock Memorial Day every May 9th. What do you do with the one sock that comes out of the dryer? I don't know if that's going to be put to, I don't know if it's not, okay, there's still, I see, that the space is still there. It's just that the cursor stops. Okay, all right. Okay, here's it. So it says, I'm reading the copy here now. So what do you do with that one red sock, black sock, blue sock, printed sock, argyle sock, whatever sock it might be that you take out that you've missed, lost the other one. One of the two in the pair. Or one of the two in the pair. And there's a list. It's a bullet list. No numbers. Bullet. Turn it into a sock puppet. Should I give you a couple of beats to think about it, okay? Next. Fill it with potpourri and tuck it in your dresser. You know, you could do that... You could do that before you wash it, you know. Where, and right? Imagine putting potpourri into a sock that you wore for a week and then put it in your dresser. In other words, don't wash it. Wear it and then add potpourri. So if it's a stench or a cheesy smell or whatever it might be that you wore that one sock and you add potpourri to it. See, that's what I would write. And that's why people, the least common, mainstream people be reading it going, oh, just stupid, instead of laughing, and some people would laugh, and the people who would laugh would listen to this show because they're not mainstream. See, everybody gets this because I'm not mainstream and I get it, so there's got to be other main, what if you're not mainstream, what are you? Just weird, Frank, you're just weird. I don't know, whatever. Fill it with potpourri, but I say, I'm going to amend this. I say, take the one sock that you find, obviously the other one you'll never find again. It goes to, you know, the sock dimension, the fifth dimension of socks, wherever they go. I don't know why there aren't other things that get lost. How come you never lose like one leg of a pants? That never happens. You never lose one leg of your pants. Why? Because they're connected. You never lose. What else isn't, what isn't connected? Clothing wise. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But anyway, that's what I say. I'm going to cross them off here. Turn it into a sock puppet is number one. Number two, and these are bullets, so they don't have numbers. Fill it with potpourri and tuck it in your dresser. And I say, get it, wear it again, smell it up, then put potpourri and put it in your dresser. What is that aroma? It's going to be different with every person. Not everyone. Do you know that even when feet smell and have that cheesy smell odor, cheesy odor, the cheese smell changes from person to person because the composition of a person's sweat and the different kinds of filth that go into each person, it's individually, so it never really smells the same. So there, no one's stinky foot or feet smell like someone else's stinky foot or feet. That you can count on. Now we're going to see what number three. It says, use it as a dust rag. Now this is people who aren't mainstream do. I do that, but I don't, not with the lost ones. I do it with the real ones because I buy socks and I run through socks a lot and they rip because sometimes I don't clip my nails enough and then that nail make a clip or because of the shoes I wear and how I, the impact of my foot against my shoe with my sock on that rips it or tears it or the fact that I push it up, the sock falls down, it stretches, it's, you know, cause I don't buy $100 socks. You know, Jerry Lewis, RIP Jerry Lewis, the famous, one time, still famous, but he's dead, once he became rich, he never wore a pair of socks twice. I don't know whether that's true. I just know that it showed up in biographies of him. Okay. Where is another one? Okay, so I use it as a dust rag. I use them as a, but I throw them out. I mean, I use them. You know what would be good? Use it as a dust rag. That way you can combine these. Use it as a dust rag or to wipe something off, a stain off your, you're only going to use it once to use off of your kitchen, you know, near your stove or on your stove or something like that. Then fill it with potpourri and put it in your dresser. So you combine them, see? And then make it a sock puppet, huh? Make it a sock puppet after you use it to clean up grime. And then you got the puppet, Mr. Grime, your hand puppet.
Hey, talks like that. Hi, Mr. Grime. That sock puppet. Sock it to me.
Okay, here's another one. Fill a mismatched pair. Oh, so in other words, if you have two, you have two pair in there. That's four. Only two come out and they're not the same. The two that come out are not from the same pair. Now it says fill a mismatch. That would be a mismatched pair. Fill a mismatched pair with newspaper and utilize them. Whoa, wait, what the frick? Fill a mismatched pair with newspaper. And, there's another sentence. That wasn't the end of the sentence. Boing. Okay. Here's the entire sentence. Fill a mismatched pair with newspaper and utilize them inside of boots for upright storage. What? Oh, because boots, see, if you have like boots that go above your ankle, they flop over if you just stand them there, right? The top, the part that goes from your calf up, flops over if you just put it in the corner. If you lay it down straight, then it doesn't matter. But if you stand up the boots, on the heel and the sole, and the top part flips over. So what they're saying is fill the socks and put them in the boots so that it stands up straight. You don't get those creases when you put on the boots again. But remember to take that stuff out of the boot. Otherwise, you're going to have a hell of a time trying to get your foot in there. And you could injure your toe. They don't tell you that, though, do they? No, but they finished the sentence and I didn't. Okay, there's one more. Here goes. Roll the sock, roll it in catnip, and give it to your furry friend for hours of entertainment. Well, you have to have a furry friend if you do this. The assumption of number 5, that somebody reading this has a furry friend, is not a good assumption. It's an assumption. It isn't. It's not. It shouldn't be on here because only so many people will have furry friends, right? I think they're talking about cats. See, I immediately think cats, but they could have rabbits. Rabbits are furry. But would a rabbit play with a catnip? Oh, of course, they're talking about catnip, cats, because they said catnip. Well, what happens if you have a rabbit? Will the rabbit go for catnip? What do you put in the sock if you have a rabbit? If you have a rabbit, do you let it run around the house? You're going to leave rabbit pellets everywhere. Rabbits are not like cats. You know this, too. A rabbit won't go over to its kitty litter or rabbit litter. Or whatever, it could be rat litter, rodent litter. It would be rodent litter because a bunny is a rodent, right? A rabbit is a rodent, is a rodent, is a robot, and the rabbit, robot, no. You see, this is the kind of stuff. Now, I could make it into all sorts of funny things. And, you know, I do that sometimes, and here's where you can read about it. I do that. You go over to 148.ca/Frank. Every week, I have a new blog on there, and sometimes you'll find it funny. It's short. I don't take much time out of your life for you to read it. And if you go 2 paragraphs, it's only maybe 3-4 paragraphs. If you go to the second paragraph and you're reading it and going, this isn't funny, this is a waste of my time, you just stop reading. But if you like the thing about what to do with a sock that I just did with this mainstream thing, then go and read those once a week. There's lots of funny stuff there. What is today? What's there this week? The Tomo148.ca. What's there this week? Failed biographies? Something like that. I don't know where I'm getting. Oh, I see. My chair, it has this, you know, vinyl plastic things. It's falling apart. It's not fraying, I guess. It's fraying. Yeah. Now that was only the top part of this 8.5 by 11 page. Should I do more? I'll quickly do this because we're going to come up to the top of the hour, which I don't know if I can. I do this. Let's see. Nothing. Could I literally? Let me see if I could do this without getting into trouble with the sound situation here. Where is that? Look at this. Now this doesn't work. How the script is that? Look at this. Frank goes, look at this. How is that possible? Okay, so now I got it. Look, it will not go to the top. You know the cursor when you have a right? The cursor doesn't go to the top. What am I supposed to do? I guess just go to, oh, man, that's crazy. This is crazy stuff. So where's my thing? Where is it? Oh, now that worked. Huh, weird. This is very strange. Where's my thing? I guess it's, does it say CC thing? That's it. Oh, no, now I went back to the bottom. What the hell is going on here? This crazy stuff. Everything's, it's doing what it wants and not what I want. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to do that. I'll have to break another way. I know how we'll do it, too, instead of, jeez, this is crazy. The cursor's weird. The, I don't know how much longer we can do. Well, we'll go into the second hour and see how far we go with that. But then on the bottom of this page, what am I going to do then? Oh, I'm going to go to the value pack. There were so many things I was going to talk about. I'm telling you. Listen to this. 35 reasons to take a break. These are the kind of things. You know what these, I guess you could call these, processed, fortune cookies. You know, I told you about fortune cookies. We've had stuff about fortune cookies. Hey, that's another thing. One of the rejected fortune cookie fortunes. You could read about that too if you go to read one of my columns there. Oh, wow, did I get bitten by something? Life is this trip, okay? It's a trip. And that, I may go back to the 60s, I'm not talking about drug trip, it's a trip. Life plays with all of your senses, and sometimes it plays tricks on them, and sometimes it conflicts, just like those two virus controlled. What are they called anyway?
You have virus protection?
I don't even know the name of it. Life conflicts. Okay, let's look at that. I'll just go through this quickly, and then we'll do something to take a break, and everyone can go take a whiz and fill up your glasses or something. It says 35 reasons to take a break. Why 35? I don't know. Why that number? Because I'll tell you why. I know why. Because that fits the exact bottom of this page. That's all. That's it. Nothing fancy. Let me go through this. Like you need anybody, even a mainstream person, do they need to have reasons? I take a break now, but I just don't have a reason. Well, let me give you some that they talk about. When you need a break from anything, see which one fits you, like this does or doesn't. You want to see the world. 2, you need to see the world. 3, you want to meet new people. To take a break? They mean a break, a long break. You can't just take a 10-minute break and go, see, I want to meet new people. What do I do? I just go to what? Go to Tinder? go to what? You know what that means? There might be a, if there's a big change in temperature, it means I'm going to be doing this with more adversity. You ready for this? A nosebleed on top of what's going on here. I'm amazing. I should get all sorts of awards for this. Here's 4. You want to leave your comfort zone. Okay, you could do that. But meeting new people could be leaving your comfort zone, because you might be comfortable meeting new people. Okay, 5. To see your own town with fresh eyes. Why are they fresh? If you were just you're taking a break from what? You only see them when you're doing something else? Okay, maybe that's it. 6. You survived a major life change. Take a break. Well, what are you going to do if you have a major life change? That means you're not doing the same thing you used to do. Why do you take a break? Let's see. 7, your best friend is a great travel partner. That's not a break. Oh, that's take a break because call your best friend and say, hey, you take a break with me. You're a great travel partner. Let's travel. That's the break you take. 8, you have no vacation photos. You take a break because you have no vacation photos, so you should so this is your excuse. Why are you going to Rome, Angelo? And Angelo goes, because I don't have any vacation photos. If I go on vacation in Rome, I'll take some photos. Okay, Angela, I'll see ya. You want to have vacation photos?
What?
Who wrote this? 10, you want to go somewhere warm. You want to go somewhere that it doesn't rain or snow, ever. What are they telling you to go? It doesn't rain or snow rains or snows anywhere, everywhere. 12, you need a new pair of traveling shoes and socks inside of them that you will put into a washing machine and only have one. What are we supposed to do about that problem, though? How do you solve that problem? Do you buy 2 pair all the time? That way, because only one of them from the 2 pair, nobody ever loses a pair, right? So do you buy 2 pair at a time? That way you'll always have 2 come out, huh? And then if you buy 2 pair, You gotta only buy the same kind so they match if you like matching socks. I always just use, I have a couple of specialty pairs of socks, pair of socks, but I usually just buy white ones. You know, that way you just, if I lose one, and you have one less, you got one, you mix it up with another white one. Now, if you notice, if you buy 20 pair of socks and they're all the same, then no matter what you lose, you might not have 20 pair of socks after you wash them 12 times. But you will still have socks to match. That's useful. Not put a potpourri in it and give it to a cat you don't have, or go get a cat because you know? My name is Frank Atoll, the man whose name adjoins the title of the show. Why don't you go to the bathroom or something? Take it easy. We'll be right back. Replenish your precious bodily fluids while you're waiting here. It's a great broadcast. A little welcome for the wonderful radio right here. Tolo Chronicle. That gravy waltz, baby. Right here. Only here. And you can hear this show on a lot of other stations. What you got to do is you got to find them. I can list them for you at CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com. There's a list, but you know, it changes. I went looking a couple of weeks ago and there's like these other stations and other crazy little places where you download it and get it. I only know about a few. So those are the ones I tell you about, like JuicedTalk.com, like True Talk Radio, which is back and we're on there a bunch of times with a bunch of shows, daily. Oh, did I take the... What did I do? Oh, boy. Now I don't know which value pack is the new one. Oh, probably this one because I didn't open it. Well, here, what about this one? Here, just move that over there. So, you know, any possible place you can listen to this show, you can hear it. You can download it. It's like, you know, your podcasts. It's good because you see that little break. You hear it and you see it. That little break we took there. It was just a little musical thing so that you could get some more water. Or, you know, go to the bathroom, take a quick whiz. There's not a lot of time. It was only a couple of minutes. It was 2 minutes and 42 seconds, in fact. And so that's it. You know, it's not like now it's time to buy this or buy that. I should talk. You know, we had a couple of sponsors over the years. A couple of sponsors over the years, you know. And they're not the ones that paid the bills. Believe me. Believe you me. What's the difference when someone says, believe me? Or they say, believe you me. Believe you me. who decided to add you in there with me when it was, believe me was the term, right? And then somebody went, believe you me, believe what, us? Do you believe me? It should be you believe me, not believe you me. These are the things that I think about these things, you know, and they just come up because this is an existential experience. Existential experience. You're listening to it as it happens, while it happens, even when you're listening on another station and you're not listening live. Because we're on live. If you listen to us live at SRN Media Works, that's Thursday nights. But you can listen other times. Check your local, not local, I don't, check your search and find out when we're on. Or, you know, if you download it at JuicedTalk.com, or you listen to it the number of times it's on, like True Talk Radio, then you'll hear it when you hear it. Do I need to go through this? This just really stinks. This stinks, this thing. You need a new pair of traveling shoes. You want to test a different mattress. These are reasons why you take breaks. Forget about it. There's something on the other side. Oh, is it clever jokes? Oh, boy. Now, you know me. I've actually made my living doing writing jokes and things, and humor. So, okay, here. You want me to judge these? These are mainstream jokes, and even mainstreamia. Is that the cool word? I live in mainstreamia, where everything is mainstream. From the world of mainstreamia, la, 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 mainstreamia. These are, if you, no matter where you've been, if you haven't heard these jokes, you haven't been there. Do you hear that one? No matter where you've been in your life, if you haven't heard these jokes, you haven't been there. They give you time to write this stuff down, then you can use it later, and you don't have to say, I heard it on Cotola's show. You don't have to say anything. Just say it. Make it yours. Make it existential. Change it. Listen to these. And the headline is clever jokes to share. So they're telling you after, these are clever. Oh, wow. Aren't you going to sound, oh, he's so clever. He told me a clever joke. Okay. You know, there's a little image here. I wish you could see it. I don't wish you could see it. I don't want anybody to see it. It's stupid. It's a cat playing a guitar. A cat sitting on a crate. It comes out like this. A cat sitting on a crate with his legs crossed, playing a guitar, an acoustic guitar. A cat sitting on a crate with his legs crossed, playing an acoustic guitar. I'll tell you fast. A cat sitting on a crate with I lost it already. A cat sitting on a crate with his legs crossed, playing an acoustic guitar and accentuate the C's. A cat sitting on a crate. Nope, I lost it. A cat sitting on a crate with his legs crossed, playing. A cat sitting on a crate with his legs crossed, playing an acoustic guitar. There you go. That's it. Thank you very much. I don't have an applause. No applause. Nobody here. No one. Anyway, here are the jokes that they claim are so clever. What's the difference? Oh. Yeah, because there's a joke with a guitar. What's the difference between a guitar and a fish? What's the difference between a guitar and a fish? You have 10 seconds to figure it out. What's the difference between a guitar and a fish? It was about 10 seconds. Here's the answer. The question was, what is the difference between a guitar and a fish? You can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish. I know, I hear the laughing already. I hear it already. That reminds me of the old Starkist Tuner commercial that Tom Savino wrote. Tom Savino, of course, you know, used to be on After Us, but isn't anymore, but he's still okay. He's right. He's okay. He's right. Starkist Tuner used to have a cartoon spokesman named Charlie Tuna. And, okay, I don't remember what, maybe it wasn't for Starkist Tuna, but it was Charlie Tuna. So what are you doing down here? And Charlie Tuna was playing the piano. Why? He said, cause I'm a piano tuner. And that goes way back, friends. It goes back to the 70s. This joke. They're making it sound new. It's not new. I get a little attitude here, up right? Here's another one, another clever joke to share. It's one of them that people have to answer. It's one joke. Lots of jokes. Jokes are different. it's a question joke. And I was like, and it's not just a joke where I tell you a story or I tell you something and I give you the punchline. This is a question joke. Here's another question. Clever, clever. So they say, you be the judge of that. What is the tallest building in the entire world? You have 10 seconds. What is the tallest building in the entire world? You have 10 seconds. Time's up. I said 10 seconds and the clock was reading 10:10. What is the tallest building in the entire world? The library. Because it has so many stories. You write it down? Okay. Maybe the last one. This is embarrassing. No, it's not embarrassing because that's not the word for what it might be. Here you go. Why did the fish blush? Why did the fish blush? You have 10 seconds. Those are not good clicks, are they? 2 o'clock. I would go, you know, what I do usually when I want to get a sound effect or something, I go to YouTube. But if I go to YouTube and try to type in something, my keyboard is going to type in V's and as many V's ad infinitum. Something's got to be done about this. Either a new keyboard or something's wrong with the micro Wi-Fi. I don't know. Here's the question again, please. Yes, here's the question again. Here we go. Why did the fish, and this is any kind of fish, my friends, it could be a goldfish, could be a swordfish, could be a salmon, could be a salmon swimming upstream, it could be a carp, it could be how many fish can I name, right? That's what you're saying, yeah, Frank, how many fish can you name? Not as many as my cousin Jody, who's a fisherman, a big time fisherman. He catches these huge fish and then throws them back in because it's the sport. He doesn't need to eat them. Just play with them a while. just traumatize them, I guess. If you care about a fish that much, Jody, why do you toss them? Why do you even scare him like that? He doesn't know you're going to throw him back in. Think about that for a second. That poor fish. Oh yeah, right. So now I'm going to be like, yeah, is there a PETA organization for fish? I don't know. I don't care whether you catch them or don't catch them and eat them or don't eat them. Okay. Here's the point. Why did the fish blush? Because it saw the ocean's bottom. Now, these jokes are, they're not puns. No, these are not puns. These jokes are a simple misinterpretation of words, and you have to do them, you know, in your head. But actually, if a fish blushed, I don't even know if fish can blush. So right there, we're into cartoon land, not Mediocreville. We're into, I don't know what the ville that might be. Someville, mainstream is mainstreamia. In the world of mainstreamia, where fish blush. We're cats. Cats sit on a crate, play acoustic guitar with their legs crossed. Cats sit on a crate. See if we do it with rhythm, otherwise don't they? Cats sit on a crate with their legs crossed, an acoustic guitar. Cats sit on a crate with their legs crossed with acoustic guitar. Oh, that's as close as I could get. Like I want to. I'm going to make a break. So, you know, so it's a stupid fish because the fish would blush because he saw is the bottom of the ocean? Well, you know, that's just cute and clever. Well, you know, it's okay for kids, but you're a real estate adult. You're adults. You're sending this stuff out and we're supposed to sit and laugh at it. Yes. In the world of mainstreaming, that's what happens. My good people, as for me, we're going to look at the value pack. This is going to be one of those crazy shows. I'm not going to get into the UFO thing. Now, excuse me. And, oh God, there's so much. We'll do that another time. We're going to get a guest again. If this darn thing can work, who knows if Skype works? I would have had a guest before. And people don't even want to have Skype. Skype doesn't even work for some people. So I can't get them on the show. Why, man, you sound like... Don't I sound like I'm just frustrated and what do I sound like? Write to me. Tell me what I sound like. My name is Frank Cotolo, and I'm at fcotolo@yahoo.com. Write to me. Tell me, Frank, you sound like a crazy person. You sound like a person who's constantly getting only one sock out of the dryer. You sound like a person who doesn't have potpourri in his sock. You sound like a person whose boots flop over. Or a person. You don't even sound like a person. You sound like a cat sitting on a crate with his legs crossed playing an acoustic guitar. This just in, University of Maryland scientists, Yu Hong Wang. Where's Phil when I need him? University of Maryland scientists, Yu Hong Wang and Wu Yang Min have engineered the first fabric to automatically react to outside temperatures and automatically trap or release heat. That's right. Although the concept of thermal fabrics is not new, this is the first time that scientists have created a fabric that responds to the environment itself. The environment, period. I gotta rewrite the news as I read it. Here's more. The base yarn for this new textile is created with fibers. I put on my broadcasting school news voice. All right. That's what I'm doing. Okay. The base yarn for this new textile is created with fibers made of two different synthetic materials. A base yarn that absorbs water and a coating of conductive carbon nanotubes that repels it. That's what nanotubes do. Repellents on nanotubes. You've learned that now. The two materials work together, releasing heat in warm, humid conditions and trapping heat when conditions are cool and dry. When conditions are warm and moist, such as those near a sweating body, the fabric allows infrared rays to pass through in the form of heat. When conditions become cooler and drier, the fabric reduces the amount of heat that can escape. Escape. The development was reported in the February 8th, 2019 issue of Journal Science. Of the journal is called Science. That's the name of the journal. It's called Science. Not New Science. Not Advanced Science. Not Sportsman Science. Right? And not the Playboy's Science, but Science. Just Science and nothing more. More work is needed before the fabric can be used in clothing and sold on the market, but according to the researchers, the two components are not that hard to obtain. The materials used for the base fiber are readily available, and the carbon coating can be easily added during standard dyeing process. Let me ask you people out there who are listening something. I read on the same page that news story and clever jokes to share. Do you think that's the same audience? Are there people who just understood the story of the science of the story of the thermal fabrics? Do you think those people who would understand what I just read, and I was just reading cold copy, I don't understand nanotubes. I don't understand a lot of this conductive carbon nanotubes, mind you. Right? So there's a modify the nanotubes. We're not talking about wheat nanotubes. We're not talking about Vaseline nanotubes. We're talking about carbon nanotubes. We're not just talking about carbon nanotubes. We're talking about conductive carbon nanotubes. Tubes. Conductive carbon nanotubes. The same kind that a cat uses when he sits on a crate with his legs crossed playing an acoustic guitar. Conductive carbon nanotubes. Now we can put this into the rhyme with the cat, as I just did. Well, we could hone it, make it even more annoying, I guess would be the word. I don't think the people who would read this layer up, that this guy was layer up was the headline. I don't think same people who would read about the two materials that work together, releasing heat in warm and humid conditions and trapping heat in the conditions that are dry and cool, are the same people who would start laughing at what is the tallest building in the world. Do you even remember? Yes, right, the library, because it has so many stories. We're talking about conductive carbon nanotubes. I have to write this down. I mean, I was going to throw this paper out. Now I'm not, because this is something I have to bring up the next time I'm with people. Hey, have you heard about the people? I mean, you know, and whatever. I'm with my friends on Tuesday at the coffee shop, and I'll say like, "Hey guys, you know anything about conductive carbon nanotubes? Conductive carbon nanotubes. That have been bam, 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 it's got a jazz feeling to it. It's got a beatnik feeling. Conductive carbon nanotubes. Conductive carbon nanotubes. Conductive carbon nanotubes. Where are they? Dun, dun, dun. Who makes them? Dun, dun, dun. I'll tell you who makes them. The cat sitting on the crate with his legs crossed and acoustic guitar. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Do it. Dig it, man. My name's Frank Cotolo. Man's name is the title of the show. The show is Cotolo Chronicles. And I think it's going to be 90 minutes. I don't think I'm going to go. I got to go all the way there. Unless we start talking. But I'm going to keep this because the conductive carbon nanotubes, that's something I'm going to dream about tonight. Let's quickly look through this and see if there's anything great. Because we once found in our value pack, we found, and I kept it, we found, and I wish you could see it, but I have the ad right here, Premier's Pain Spray. That's what it's called, Premier's Pain Spray. It's a spray. It comes in a spray bottle. It's a miracle in every bottle, I might add. And this is not sold by evangelistic guys and gals. There were gals, too, you know, the evangelists on TV, evangelists. And this is not like miracle water, pop-offs, miracle water. This is it's pain spray. You got to buy it. It's $2.99. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Four payments of $2.99. Four payments of $2.99. Pain spray. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to look through this. I think these are mostly going to be local stuff. That's not going to be... I don't even know where to get pain spray. Can I get it at this place? Ah, look what we got here. $5 off of a... what is it? Biob? What's Biob mean? Oh, bring your own bottle. Biob. This is a restaurant open every day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they have what? It's a grill. And it doesn't even say what they have. Regular menu. And it's a picture of the steak with mushrooms and onions. And it says open at 7 a.m. So unless you're an overnight person. On the other side, because there's a second side to it. Okay, breakfast special. And it's got eggs and things and fries. Okay, fine. So here's a grill. Here's a Chinese restaurant place. Dun, 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 dun. World Kitchen. Huge selection. Great experience. I love the little bylines on the bullet lines or what have you. And there's a Father's Day. Oh, it's going to be Father's Day. Isn't that something? Hey, I'm a happy Father's Day to all you fathers. I'm a father. I'm a father. You're a father. He's a father. They're fathers. Have a happy one. Whatever that means. It doesn't mean much to me in my world. I mean, I'll get a happy Father's Day from my son. Though happy Father's Day. But, you know, we don't do the gift thing and stuff. Okay, fine. Here's one. Get your hair in the... there's a place that does haircuts. I have an entire... I could have done an entire show on my quest for a haircut. But I didn't. Instead, I came here and did all this stuff. Check in all these places. This is a this particular sheet. And these are just like sheets of strips of paper that have, you know, coupons on them. Free MVP haircut experience for new clients. $5 off the MVP experience. I don't know why that's different. And they have a number of places. Okay, fine. So you go get a number of haircuts. Here's a family restaurant with a breakfast buffet, a brunch buffet. We know that. We've seen that before. That's no big deal. Do you have foundation problems? Foundation problem. Blah, 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 blah. I can't make it echo. I don't know. No effects or anything. I have nothing. Foundation problems? You can get them here. I'm the guy to call. It says underneath the headline, foundation problems. I'm the guy to call. I'm the foundation guy. It doesn't even have a name. Oh, yes, it does. I'm the guy. That's the name of it. I usually don't tell you the name of the product, but I mean, I love this. What the hell? Give them a free ad here. It's I'm the guy basement systems, because that's where the foundation's always on the bottom, right? Don't flush if it's the ocean's bottom, okay? Or if it's the house's bottom, don't flush. Don't flush. I said don't flush. Always flush. Always flush. Attention. Attention. If you have foundation problems, it's I'm the guy basement systems. So he says, ITG. I got ITG on the phone. Is he, what he should have, if he had a commercial like a song, I read like, who's the guy? So something wrong with your foundation. You don't have to look all over the nation. You know who? What? Who's the guy? Is he the guy? No, I'm the guy. Are you the guy? Yes, he's the guy. I'm the guy. Fix your foundation. Bump. These guys should call me. That's a lot of money. This guy, who is the guy? He could take that little bit there, right? Make a sample out of it, put music and everything to it. He's got a theme, right? What do I get? Anything? There's a Chinese place, the Hong Kong Ruby. I don't know why Ruby. Why would it be Ruby? $5 off, $10 off. I don't know if I've ever eaten here. It's simply the best. It's simply the best. It's just simply the best. Hey, family comfort for the best clean ever. That's what that, for the best clean ever. Now they're using clean, as what? As a noun? Clean is not a noun. It's not a person. It's not a place. It's not a thing. Unless you live in Clean, Iowa, then the town of Clean is, or if you're Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, he is bald and he is gay. Mr. Clean, right? Mr. Clean would be a noun because he's a person, he's got a name, and the name is a noun. The best clean ever means nothing to me unless I know what you're cleaning, so I have to read. And then this is family comfort. What do you mean? You clean the family? They got to keep reading. You can't stop. Got to keep reading. It's carpet dry cleaning. The best clean ever. Okay. Two rooms, one price. Three rooms, another price. Four rooms, another price. Five rooms, another price. Six rooms, he's not the guy. Oh, no, call the guy. If you got six rooms and you got a foundation problem, look at this. They do linoleum, tile, and grout cleaning, furniture cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, because everything needs to be clean as the best clean ever. Here's a grocery outlet. Where the hell is this? I never saw this place. What's a grocery outlet? An outlet, right? It's a place where you get grocery. Every place that sells grocery would be a grocery outlet, but they call this the grocery outlet. It's like if you have a warehouse, you know, if you want to rent, let's not even say buy, because it'd be too expensive. If you want to rent a warehouse, you got to go to a warehouse. You can't, right? You can't, if you want to rent, you want to buy a warehouse, where do you go? Is there a warehouse store where you could buy a warehouse? It's just like that place called Outdoor World. You got to go indoor to buy the stuff that you're going to use outdoor. But it's called Outdoor World, but you got to go indoors to buy the outdoor stuff. Sheds and fencing. Sheds and fencing, sheds and fencing. Put some things inside of your house and keep other things away. It doesn't rhyme, whatever. Sheds and fencing. That sounds like a vaudeville. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Sheds and Fencing. Da da da, da da da, da da da. See how much fun you can have a value pack? Oh, another Oriental. Oh, I've been to this place. It's a good place. A buffet. The thing about this Chinese place, a buffet, and it got great Chinese food, but they don't just have Chinese food. It's weird. That's weird to me. Here's a place that has a Chinese buffet, and you could get sushi. You get Japanese food. You get sushi there. You could get I can't think of one. The chow mein, lo mein. You know, you can get Main Street. You can get all the Chinese stuff there. You could get egg rolls, egg main. You know, all the stuff. Fried rice with pork, fried rice with vegetables. You could get all that stuff, and yet. They also have pizza. And, you know, and they have, other things that aren't Chinese. I mean, they're not Chinese, Chinese eat them. I mean, there's just other things you get. French fries. You don't go to a Chinese place to buy french fries or pizza. You don't go to a pizza place and say, let me have a quart of chow mein, lo mein, shrimp mein. No, you don't. But this, you know, but when they have everything. That's because, maybe that's because of kids. That way you can take the whole family. It's actually a smart marketing move. You take the whole family and they don't want it. You know, two people in the family, there's four people in the family. Let's say it's a, you know, archetypal family. And there's a mother and a father and a daughter and a son. Right? So let's say they go there on Father's Day because the father's the only one who likes the Chinese food. So they go, Dad, we're going to take you to the Chinese food place, but we're going to take you to a buffet Chinese food place. Why? Say the kid. Why, says the wife? The wife says, because, and you know, she doesn't have to have a voice like that, Frank. You don't have to get massage. That sounds misogynist and racist. So don't do it. What I'm saying is this. The wife says to the husband, the kids don't like the Chinese food, and I'm not crazy about it either because it gives me agita. And if you don't know what agita, if you don't never heard the word agita, look it up in an Italian dictionary. You don't have an Italian dictionary? Go to Google Translate. Agita, how do I spell it? Well, you're just going to have to figure that one out. Look up indigestion on the English side. Write in indigestion. See if agita comes up. Agita. So she says, the kids are going to have pizza and then ice cream, because there's ice cream, but there could be ice. They have ice cream at Chinese restaurants. But I mean, it's right at the buffet. The children are going to eat pizza, french fries, chicken strips, because they're chicken strips, it's a very American white thing, you know, fried chicken strips. They're going to have regular food. Not that Chinese is irregular food, but I mean, it's just, you know, it's considered, international, let's say. Well, if you live in China, then the pizza's international, right? Well, pizza's still international. The point is, Dad's the only one likes the Chinese food. So they take him there, and everybody can eat. He can eat till his heart's content because it's a buffet. You pay one price, you get up. Dad can eat 20 egg rolls if he could down them, all right? He could eat all the chow mein he wants, all the white rice, fried rice, shrimp, rye fried rice, pork fried rice. While the kids eat the pizza, they can eat all the pizza they want. One slice, two slice, three slice, go. They can have ice cream. They can have a quart of ice cream. So that's a good place to go. Everybody going out. Take the dad out. And if your dad likes Chinese food, take him to a Chinese buffet, a grill, where they have just about everything. So that you can have everything. Wouldn't it be funny if they took him there and he went, yeah, but you know what? Dad says, today I feel like hamburgers. So then there they are in the Chinese place. Nobody gets anything Chinese. You go figure. Here's a place where you buy stuff for your plants and stuff. Yeah, okay, that's not even funny. Whole house water systems. Now listen, if you only own a half a house, don't come to us. Because this is whole house water systems. Advanced technology, no electric needed, sodium free option, and bottled water quality. That's right, whole house water systems. You got a half a house, you live in a quarter of a house, don't call us. Another restaurant. Oh, no, this isn't a restaurant. This is Sam's Club. Now, these are the places, these gigantic places that sell quantity, items in quantity. So if you want to get that Febreze, I just came to my mind, spray, you can't buy one. You got to buy 20 of them in a package. And you got to be a member of this place. And the place is so big, it looks like an airplane hangar. Right? Sam's Club, Costco, Cost Club, Sam's Co., all these places. Walmart, Wolf Co., Samco. It's one big place. And you get food. You got to get food in there, too. It's like, you know what I like? I know what I like. I like those cinnamon buns. Huh? You go into the bakery of this place, and what do you get? You can't get a cinnamon bun. You've got to get 2 dozen cinnamon buns. Club, and you gotta pay. You can't be a member of most of those, right? Home security. This is a big thing now. Really, buying home security. They monitor. We don't just put the stuff in there, the secret lights that people can't see when they come, and the horn. Wake up in the middle of the night, get a siren. I'm Meanwhile, you know, when we used to have a light that hanged from the sliding doors that we would escape the house from if we needed to in our bedroom. We used to have that. And what would happen in the middle of the night? The light would go on. Why? Because a raccoon or a gopher or even a cat, not or a cat playing a guitar who wasn't sitting on his crate, or he parked his crate and crossed his legs and played the guitar. Guitar, I said, and I got another C in there. Acoustic guitar right there. And the light went on. So you get scared. Suddenly the light goes on. You know, good thing it wasn't an alarm, because anything could set that off. Because the light doesn't know that it's not a thief. Imagine if someone invented a light that knew the person walking to your house was a thief. Imagine that, won't you? Believe you me, believe me, believe you me. That would be $1 million thing. A noun. Anyway, that's safety. Here's the closet. Oh, the closet factory. You know, there are people you pay who could come into your apartment or your house, whether it's a whole house or a half house or an apartment or a condominium, like I said before, that is really an apartment, but it's a condominium. Because you buy it or you rent it, I don't know, whatever. There are people who organize your closet. That's what they do for a living. They're closet organizers. And here's the closet factory. The art of organization. The art of organization. Someone made an art out of organization. And the organization, in this case, is where to put clothing. And they, you know, they have a special closet that I don't think the closet closes. You can see right through it. It's a see-through closet. But people, what do? I feel efficient and organized. My closet has helped bring order to my chaotic life. There's a malady, if I may call it a malady. I don't call it a sickness. It's a psychological what? condition, where people need to live in a space that's very organized, clean, and organized. Let's just say organized. Everything in place. Because it makes them feel like they have control of their lives. It's a lie, but it works for them. So they have to have that. And it can get carried away, of course, but it works for them. All right. Now there's people who will help those people organize their clothes. Set up a closet and organize their clothes. Because people who help people organize their clothes are the luckiest people in the world. Yeah, that's right. We're not staying on another 20 minutes, I'm telling you. So just hang in there. Free installation. Whoa. And look at this. If there's $250 off for this, using this coupon, what the hell does it cost? Holy moly. And look what they do. Not just clients. Look, this is definitely why they call it this is a good name. It's not called the organized. It's called the closet factory. And yet this place will install whatever it has to install to organize for free. And it will do all of this. And I don't even know what some of these places in a house, whole house, half house, quarter house. I don't even know what are some of these places. Listen to this. Closets, garages, home offices, entertainment centers, wall units, wall beds, pantries, craft rooms, laundry rooms, wine rooms, and mud rooms. What is a mud room? A mud room? You know, I'm off the grid on certain things. I'm off the grid. Knowing about some very contemporary things. I'm off the grid. I don't know. What's a mud room? M-U-D. Like, it's not, obviously not a room where you keep mud. Cause nobody has a room where they just keep mud. Do they? Let me show you the house here. The lovely couple here that just got married. Let me show you the house. We have a wine room. If only you can put wine if you like to drink, but you know, it could be fake wine, or it could be just a juice. It could be a juice room, but it's wine, you know, the wine room. We have a laundry room. That's where you can do your laundry. And if you find, you might actually find all of your socks after you're dried your socks in this laundry room. Craft rooms. There's a craft room. You like to sit down. You like to make things, paper airplanes, maybe wooden airplanes. airplanes, Baltimore airplanes. You like to make a real whole airplane? Fine, go into this room and do that. We can organize it for you. Pantries. Oh, my goodness, what are you going to do with all this food? What food is good? What food is bad? What food should we not drink? Where do you put this? What goes next to what? And how do I find it? We'll organize it for you. How about wall beds? You got a bed in the wall, and you think, you know, it takes up a lot of space when you're sleeping, but you're not doing anything, so you can just lay there. But when you put the wall, who has beds and walls anymore? That's an old, it used to be called a Murphy bed. Yeah, back in days when apartments were so small, you had to take the bed out of the room. Who still has one of those? It doesn't matter, because for some reason or another, maybe it's some newfangled way of the design. I don't know, but they'll organize it right there. Garages, we'll have garages. Garages are a mess. I have promised myself to clean out my garage for two springs now, and I'm running into summer, and I haven't done a thing about it yet. Maybe I should call them? No way. Even if I get $250 off, what are they going to do? They're not going to go in there. But anyway, they do home offices, entertainment centers. Where do I got surround sound, and I got it all around me. Now I can't walk. Imagine you put surround sound speakers, and then you trap yourself in there because I don't know where to go. Where do I sit? Ah, they'll fix it. They know it all. Wow. The Closet Factory. The art of organization. I think, there's more of these, but you know what? We'll probably get another one there soon. Let me just do a little ad for you, and then, you know what, then? You know what, then? Then we're just going to get the hell out of here, because it's warm, I'm sweating, I want some more to drink, and you got things to do. I don't want to take any more of your... I thank you very much for staying this amount of time, giving me this amount of time in your life to talk about these things that we all... Maybe I'm more mainstream than I think. Thought, which is past tense, but I still think it. So it's now tense. My name is Frank Catolo. Man's name adorns the title of the show. Now listen, I told you 148.ca/Frank. That's, you know, blog. There's stuff to read there. It's funny, and there's great stuff on SRN Media Works, SRN1, 148.ca anyway. There. You could do that. And what? Oh, Amazon. Go get the books. The books are great. They're digital, they're cheap, and you'll love them. Some are funny, some are poignant. Sometimes there's poignant stuff in the comedy, and the humor is like humor, not just comedy. And there's poetry and all sorts of stuff. You'll enjoy that too. All sorts of stuff that you could get very inexpensively. Also, blurb.com. Go buy those two books. You'll love them. Molotov Memoirs and More Molotov Memoirs. That's three M's. More Molotov Memoirs and Molotov Memoirs. Believe me, believe you me, you will enjoy it. They're really good. They're funny, and you'll enjoy it. It should be on the list of, like, take a break. There's another reason to take a break. Read Frank Catolo's books at Amazon, at blurb.com, and even at lulu.com, L-U-L-U. Lulu.com, shorter ones. You could buy them and hold them in your hands too, but they're more expensive, or you just download them. It's cheap. Put them on your phone. Your phone anyway. Half of you people, if you're younger, do not read. Read anyway. Read. I know it's more expensive to buy a book, but do it. Okay. And I promise this, we will be fixing this stuff so it works more easily for me. But as you know, I got through here an hour and 45 minutes through the adversity. But I'm going to be real happy to turn this thing off. And I still have to do some typing. And I don't know how I'm going to do typing without using the letter V, or the V will take over. That's my problem. We're going to have some guests. We're going to get people on and have some fun with them as time goes on through the summer. If it gets too hot down here, we'll go up into the cloud. We're always somehow here on Thursday nights, and this show goes to other stations, as you know. Search for it, look for it, go and get it. That's the commercial I have, the one that has to do with what? The books and the shows I have there. Why did it go ding? Hitting it twice. I don't get it. This is, I don't know. We're going to have Ray Catolo come in here. He will, too, tomorrow. He's doing his racing show with his two pals, Mike and Ron. Rod. Sorry, I said Rod. Rod and Ron. You say that, and the D turns into an N. You're welcome for the wonderful radio. The great broadcast now comes to an end for Y2K Plus 19 on the 6th of June. And I hope that you'll be around soon, and I'll be around soon, and we'll do more and talk more. Write to me, eschatoloyahoo.com. Go get the books, and do yourself a favor. Take a break, and don't blush if you see the bottom. Good night, Mrs. Erstwhile, wherever you may be located. That's the other book, License to Skill. Huh? Have we done it? I think we've done it. We've made it through the adversity. We're going to go off without a hitch. My name is Frank Catolo, and I have nothing more to say.